In agricultural news, a growing group of nearly 80 members of Congress, three governors, and countless waterway operators are calling on President Barack Obama and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to keep the Mississippi River open for commerce. To do that, the Corps needs to override its water management plan for the Missouri River, so enough water keeps flowing to maintain the Mississippi River's congressionally mandated 9-foot depth. The Mississippi River supports 45% of the nation's soybean exports and 50 to 60% of the nation's corn exports. Earlier this week, the Corps adjusted the water release from the Gavin's Point Dam, the last dam on the Missouri River's reservoir system, to one of the lowest levels in decades in an effort to avoid ice buildup and flooding upstream during the winter. But at the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers, the Missouri's expected reduction would expose rock formations called pinnacles that would bring shipping to a halt. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas says that he still favors passing a new farm bill before the end of the year, but is now preparing a backup plan involving an extension. Meanwhile, congressional aides and farm lobbyists are saying that writing and assembling the votes to extend the 2008 farm bill during the lame duck session may prove at least as difficult as finishing a new farm bill before Congress leaves town in mid-December. This summer's drought raises many questions about what kind of extension bill the House and Senate would support, how it would be financed, and what would happen to the budgetary savings that the agriculture committees had offered as their contribution to reducing the federal deficit. In addition, the bills passed by the Senate and the House Agriculture Committees contained cotton provisions that U.S. trade negotiators hoped would resolve the World Trade Organization cotton case that Brazil won against the United States. Revenue is up for farmers in 2012 for almost all sources of farm income. But net farm income for the entire farming sector is down 3.3%, mainly due to high farm expenditures, especially for livestock feed. Net farm income nationally is projected to be $114 billion in 2012, despite the widespread drought. The net farm income figure is down about $4 billion from 2011's record high farm income. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.